This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Legitimately, are afraid of.
But when you come to politics, aren't we always one election away from dealing with the big thing anyway?
But the problem is that the big thing here is an entitlement that nobody, Republican or Democrat, will take away. The one thing that everybody agreed, conservatives, Republicans, in this election and all the elections, is we are not going to change the innovation that you cannot lose your insurance or be priced out of the market if you have a pre-existing condition. Is anybody going to vote to take that away? No. That's the essence of Obamacare. That's what was introduced. And the reason that you have this, even in the Ryan plan, why you have this intrusion into the market and the federal government dictating, is because in order to keep that provision, you have to create an entitlement. It can be, as in Obamacare, a subsidy. It can be the refundable tax credit. But if you want people to have that, and you name me one Republican who wants to abolish it, then the essence of Obamacare is retained, and you have to face that fact.
Well, that was the point of my question.
Well, Charles Krautheimer, this is the problem. You know, when you give people, you know, you give us something for free, we think it's for free. I mean, of course, we're all paying for it. It's all kind of galling when you think about it, is that those of us who are paying taxes, it is our hard-earned money. And the government is there like as if there's some, you know, some generous entity. Well, we'll give you some of your money back, you know, and we're going to spread it out. I mean, this whole redistribution thing has been around for ages. It's nothing new. But out of the goodness of their heart, they're going to try to make this work. But, you know, then you got entitlements. So you have people who think, again, we deal with the haves and have-nots. And, you know, nobody's, you know, of course, you can't ask the question, you know, why don't you have? I mean, it's one thing if there are circumstances that have kept you from having. And, you know, this country is very generous, and people who have worked hard and earned it and they donate, whether it's to their church and other charitable services, and not to mention, what we do with the government. I think for the most part, people appreciate that. Part of the problem that's really tough when you start talking about money and the have and have nots are the ones that have not and they want not, and they want to keep having at your expense. And they have the ability to have some of their own. But, they still want to work that hard. The government has made it easy for them. And we talk about this every once in a while, is you have to look at all these people who, for the sake of surviving, have gotten off the grid and said, look, I'm not going to participate. I need to get $3,000 a month, whichever way I can. And there's no room there to participate in the government paying taxes. So I'm going to work under the table. I mean, there are millions of dollars out there that are, you know, just floating around, you know, going back and forth. It's all under the radar. And I'm not sure how we repatriate that money. You know, we just talk about, oh, the goodness of America and being a patriot and participating in the grander scheme of things. You think people are willing to do that? I don't think so. They're just not going to do it. They're not going to volunteer. You know, will there be a percentage? Sure. But by and large, you're going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to hold on to that money because I need to put food on my family's table. And I'll make it work. And then whatever free stuff I can get along the way from the government, hey, I'm entitled. I'm going to get that. There are going to be people that game the system, and that's what makes it tough for everybody else who's pitching in and doing their part. What this all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is leadership. There needs to be somebody stepping forward that can talk to the masses. Maybe Donald Trump's the guy to get people to realize, look, this is our problem. We're all in this. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's a we the people thing. It's about this republic. It's about everything that this country stands for, that we can look out for one another, that we can serve one another, and we can all benefit as a result of doing that through the free market system. But if we're in there, you know, looking about what's me, what's mine, and it's all about me, it's inward looking, it's not outward, It's not about serving anymore. It's about being served, and that creates all kinds of issues, as you know. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, the conversation continues right here.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. It is a wonderful privilege to be independent because we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But you need to participate in this, okay? We're at a time in this country where all hands are required on deck, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. It is about all of us, the United States of America. So drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the angry white male with us, the author of the book, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class. Wayne Allen Root is with us. Wayne, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy New Year to you and yours. Good to have you with us.
I was just going
to
say, it's belated, but happy
yes.
New Year.
Hey, but it is an exciting time in this country. You talk about true hope and excitement and how it's reverberating, not only in this country, but Wayne, I'm excited. I talk to people around the world, and they're excited about the new leadership here in the United States.
Well, they should be, and here's the deal. We're now open for business again.
Yeah,
you know, Calvin
like
Coolidge is a very underrated president, and he once said the business of America is business. Mm. And I concur. And
yes.
We are open for business again. And if you look at just the last 2 weeks, Bill, or actually the last 2 months since Trump was elected, 2+ months, you will see announcement after announcement, this company, that company, Sprint, Ford, Carrier, SoftBank of Japan, they're all either bringing jobs back to America or keeping jobs in America or creating new jobs from scratch. They're investing hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Very, very exciting news. And we're open for business again, and I could see it in my own personal life.
Exactly.
You know, I have a specific business project that I was trying to pitch over the last 3-4 years. And guess what? Never had a bite. Never had one person agree to put up $1, and I shelved the whole thing for the last year. Mm. And I'm leaving for Asia in mid-February. I'm going on a 5-country tour of Asia with hundreds of people lined up, investors to invest in my new business. I'm going to raise several million dollars, and they're already lined up and ready to go. They're chomping at the bit to write the checks because they're all excited to be part of the new Ronald Reagan economy, which is Donald Trump. It's the new Reagan updated for the 21st century. People are literally throwing their money at me, whereas 2 years ago, they wouldn't even think of opening a checkbook. Wow, what a difference Trump has
exactly.
made for me personally and everybody else.
Well, nothing like empirical evidence to tell you that you can believe your eyes, that you don't have to listen to this propaganda that's put out there. I mean, it has been amazing. This outgoing president has, you know, he's got a story. He's sticking to it. He wants to rewrite his legacy from saying that there hasn't been one scandal in his administration, how many jobs, new jobs he created. But I got to tell you this, Wayne, in my conversation with David Stockman here a couple of months ago, he said, Bill, you got to realize there has not been one, he says, one net breadwinning job in America since 2000. So what does that tell you?
There you go. So, you know, look, David Stockman, I was the world's biggest Reagan fan, and Stockman was in his administration, but he was kind of a critic of Reagan, even from within the administration and then afterwards. So I didn't like David Stockman in those days. I've come to love him nowadays because he tells the truth. He's been fantastic for the last 8 years. Him and I give the exact same prognosis of the economy and what Obama's doing to it, and I've come to really, really, really respect and enjoy the wisdom of David Stockman. And I've come to the same conclusion. I've said for 8 years that there are jobs being created. They're horrible jobs. Mm-hmm. They're low-wage jobs. They're jobs for illegal aliens. Yeah. You know, if you go to school in America, if you're a middle-class kid like I was, born to middle-class parents, and they teach you to go to a great college, and then you graduate, you expect a great job, you expect to do better than mom and dad, you're not going to take a job cleaning toilet bowls. Yeah. You're not supposed to be expected to tend bar. You're not expected to wash dishes in a bar. But those are the only jobs that have been created for 8 years of Obama. And the proof is Obama's own chief economist, Alan Krueger, just came out with a study, Harvard and Princeton University study, that proves 94% of every job was a part-time job.
Well, there it is with these numbers that the president gives us, Wayne. I keep saying they ought to come with an asterisk because you got to break them down, whether it has to do with Obamacare, the labor force, the shrinking labor force. I mean, it's a disaster. And with Obamacare, this supposed 30 million, remember the 30 million people that it was targeted for? I keep asking the question of those, because I'm a business guy like you. I want to say, okay, to me, the measurement of any policy is what did you do with the goal in terms of the 30 million people? How many of those are now part of Obamacare to where you could say it was a successful program? I can't get anybody from the government or any healthcare expert to give me a concrete number regarding that 30 million people. Supposedly,
they don't have one. They don't have one. They stick a finger in the air, whichever way the wind blows, they make up a number. And so it's quite amazing. It's kind of like the CIA came up with this fake sex story about Donald Trump in Russia, and now it turns out it came from an internet chat room. One of the people in the chat room made up a joke. Somebody took it seriously, gave it to John McCain. John McCain gave it to the CIA. CIA claimed it was a real story, came from British intelligence. This was made up in a chat room.
Right.
So, you know, how do you have any faith in our government anymore? They just make things up. And this $20 million person number about Obamacare is totally made up. And even if it was true, how many of them lost their health insurance because of Obamacare in the first place, and then they were forced to join the exchange? And how many of them have insurance for the first time in their lives, Bill? But it's a $5,000 to $10,000 deductible. They're poor. They can't afford the first $5,000. They're never going to get the deductible. They can't ever use their insurance.
Yeah, and God forbid they have to deal with anything catastrophic.
And you mentioned, by the way, it's just funny because you mentioned, you know, Obama sticks to the story. I had a business many years ago in New York, 30 years ago, and one of the kids who worked there was literally one of my best friends. You know, I was a kid, too, and he's one of my best friends, and I hired him, took a chance on him, and somebody, $1,000 went missing, and the only guy in the office, which our cameras proved, who was there when it went missing was him. Wow. So everyone in the room accused him, especially the guy who lost $1,000, said, you broke in my desk, stole $1,000. He denied it so strongly with tears in his eyes that we actually all started to doubt ourselves, even though our own eyes showed us on camera he was the only one there when it happened.
Wow.
And he denied, not for a month, for 10 years. And then finally, a few years ago, 20-plus years after it happened, he said, Wayne, I got to get this off my chest. I stole $1,000.
Yeah.
So people deny. It doesn't mean anything. They're liars.
Yes. Well, that's what liars do. They keep lying. And sadly, I mean, here it is for your one-time best friend. I mean, how much weight was he carrying around with him all these years as he was carrying this lie with him? I mean, that's the depressing thing. And that's what I feel for. Just like, you know, you feel for, you know, the dreams that have been lying dormant all these years because of policies, particularly that have been enacted over the last 8 years that have dissuaded business, that told people, don't dream big dreams. We've got regulations. I mean, we had an expert on the other day, Wayne. He's reporting just at the surface, okay, $800 billion a year in regulation costs against businesses. Is it any wonder business has been thwarted here in America?
Yeah, not only thwarted in that you wouldn't hire new employees, thwarted in that GDP is at, you know, is almost at zero for the whole 8 years of the Obama economy. Disaster, the worst 8 years combined in the history of America. Does anybody realize that? Since 1776, it's never been a worse 8 years. All 8 years under 3% GDP. Never happened before.
Exactly.
So it's all of those things, but it's also the fact that there's less business startups. So businesses never even exist in the first place that have ever been. Less business.
Well, I want to address that when we come back. We got to go to break right now. Our conversation with Wayne Allen Root, The Angry White Male, his latest book with Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Wayne Allen Root, continues his book, Angry White Male, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class. You know, Wayne, it's not only changing America. I mean, I'm hearing around the world, it is changing the world. I mean, you got Alibaba coming to Trump Tower saying, hey, look, we see gold in them, our hills in America again, and we're ready to invest.
Well, not only Alibaba, but you've also got, of course, SoftBank of Japan, mm-hmm. saying in honor of his friend Donald Trump, the CEO says he's going to invest billions of dollars and create 50,000 American jobs.
It's huge.
You've got Apple Computer, the liberals that hate Donald Trump from high-tech Silicon Valley, who literally said, for the first time in history, we're not going to contribute any free computers to the GOP convention, only to the Democratic convention, because Trump's a racist and he's offended our customers. Even Apple is now singing a new tune and saying they're going to try and have the iPhone manufactured inside the United States. I mean, this is really historic. I mean, I've never seen a guy save the American economy when he's not president yet, in the transition period between getting elected and actually swearing in. And by the way, I'm very honored and proud to say that when the swearing in happens next week, I'm on the friends and family list of Donald J. Trump, the new president of the United States, and I will be in Washington right in front of the ceremony.
Well, good for you. Well, you get to come back with commemorative glasses and coffee mugs and cufflinks and everything, right?
I got a great story for your show.
Say, hey, we got to have some tchotchkes. That's all part of swag, man. We got any
tchotchkes? What are you, Yiddish from an old mother?
You know me. Yeah, you know me. I mean, you know, that's
you're
a whole
Yiddish
other story.
I'll
tell you about it later. But things are looking a bit. You know, we were talking right before the break about the optimism in this country for business.
I have to interrupt. So I have to say something. Now that you mentioned optimism for business, anybody can say businessmen are optimistic. All my friends are optimistic. But let's prove it. Did you know there's a small business index that's now the highest since 1980, and it all happened since Trump was elected?
So it's not even
soared.
In the office yet. I know, it's incredible.
It soared from November to December, the highest rise in history, and now it's at the highest since 1980, 37 years ago.
Well, you know, I started to tell you, to back that up, is my contacts with Wells Fargo, Bank of America, tell me, Bill, we've never had so many inquiries for startups in business. We can't even remember. I mean, so there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement in the banking institutions as well, just with the prospect. He's not even in the Oval Office yet, but just at the mere prospect that we have a true CEO, a chief executive officer in the White House, the first one we've had probably in the modern era, Wayne.
Yeah, but I will caution everybody. You know, now I'm going to pull back a little bit. I'm going to caution everybody not to be too excited and expect the impossible or the unrealistic, mm-hmm. because, you know, Reagan is my hero, and Reagan took over the Jimmy Carter economy and created the greatest turnaround, greatest expansion, and longest expansion in world history. But everybody forgets it took 2 years. The first 2 years were miserable.
Exactly.
Miserable.
Exactly right.
So I'm not so sure Trump's first 2 years aren't going to be very miserable or very rocky. There will be ups and downs. There will be green shoots, as we've seen. But there will be lots of miserable times, because this guy Obama is leaving our country with a dysfunctional, damaged economy, and it's going to take time to turn it around.
Yeah, and Wayne, as you know, psychographically, Congress is a mental mess on the Democratic side right now. They're still trying to figure out why they lost instead of, you know, getting on board to make this thing work. I mean, look at what's happening with these with these committee hearings to approve Trump's selections. I mean, with Jeff Sessions and all that he's had to go through. I mean, you listen, and even the CEO of Exxon, I mean, they sound awesome. I mean, these are great. These are great men that want to commit their lives to the service of this country. And I'm thinking, wow, how blessed are we? And the thing, but this is Trump. He surrounds himself with quality people, not a bunch of knuckleheads.
Yeah, you know, I looked at the comparison of Trump's new cabinet and their years of business experience with the comparison of the last, I don't know, I think like 7 or 8 presidents. So, you know, modern history. And it's quite amazing, because you would assume Trump would be right there with Reagan, with businessmen in the cabinet. Do you know he beats Reagan by like 5?
Wow.
You know, times 5. In other words, the years of experience of Trump's cabinet members is so far superior to the people Reagan named. Even Reagan named mostly, you know, a few businessmen, but mostly government people. Trump has named no one from government other than generals, you know, and that's my kind of people. If you ask me my two favorite, you know, or three favorite groups in the world, I'd say generals, CEOs, business leaders, and policemen. And that's all Trump's got in his cabinet is generals and businessmen and CEOs. It's quite amazing. And, of course, he's very pro-police. So I'm really excited. I think we're off to a great start, and it could be even better than Reagan. But I'm just warning, just a little bit of temper back, because it might be a rough 2 years to get things in order. But then it'll be, you know, the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Well, we've got to wade through some of this stuff, and you saw some of the contention in some of the confirmation for Jeff Sessions with the, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus. And I got to tell you, I was really disappointed in the chairman of the CBC and the way he threw the race card down, Wayne. I don't know if you saw that or not, but I thought it was disgusting, and I thought that the chairman should have censored his statement right away, because basically he threw the race card right in the middle of the hearing and basically said, look, if you endorse Jeff Sessions, we're in essence we're gonna say that that you're prejudiced.
Yeah, but here's the reality: none of it matters. Republicans have a 52-48 edge in the Senate, so everyone's going to be confirmed through reconciliation. All you need is 51 votes.
So no, you're right.
You know, this is all PR. Is all it is. From the first day, they want to brand everybody as a racist. But they're not going to win, meaning they're not going to defeat any of these people, so Trump's going to get everyone he wants.
Well, no, there's no doubt that he will. It's just in terms of the narrative, Wayne. That's what I'm concerned about. And you realize this in business. You've got to keep your head up and keep your head past the turn ahead to make sure that you're moving forward and you want to use the right language and support the ideals. But this is all part of this first two-year process we're going to have to get through and wade through is, you know, some of this partisanship that's out there, and that this divisiveness that has been solidified and put well into motion and established as a paradigm. Thank you very much, President Barack Obama.
Yeah, look, Obama's poisoning the well on the way out the door. It's very clear,
exactly.
You know, he's poisoning the well. He's lying about the Russian hacking. I don't know if they were involved. They may have been involved in some hacking, but that's always been there. In other words, is that something new? Hasn't there been hacking for 8 years of the Obama administration?
Right.
I have a friend who's in national security, and he said, do you really believe that WikiLeaks doesn't have everything on everybody? Mm-hmm. And whether it came from Russia or China, we don't even know. All we know is every state secret of America is out. They've all got all of it. It all happened under 8 years of Obama. So here he is putting out a narrative. It's all Trump's fault somehow because the Russians were on his side. We don't even know if they did it. We don't know if they were on his side. Or as Donald says, we don't know if it was a fat man in a robe in his parents' basement, you know, with a $20 software adjustment. So it's kind of funny, but the end result is, it's all hiding. I call it weapons of mass distraction.
Yes.
What Obama's hiding is that for 8 years, lots of hacking has happened. WikiLeaks has all of Obama's sensitive state secrets, and it all came under Obama. He's the incompetent one who's to blame, but somehow he's twisting it and making it like it's Trump's fault.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's up to the people to figure this out. And, of course, they're going to be challenged. You know, the information age we live in today, information's out there. You have to be a bit discerning and know who it is that's reporting, who the true journalists are, and where you're getting your facts to make sure they're substantiated so you don't get yourself caught up in something from BuzzFeed and CNN, something that's been leaked out, sadly, you know, through one of our intelligence sources. That is most unfortunate. But Wayne, I'm like you. I'm very excited about the future of this country, getting back on track and making this country great again. And like you, I'm all in, buddy.
I'm all in, too. And you know what's funny is I wrote the book Angry White Male, and it's a great New Year's gift. If you read it, you'll go, is this guy have a crystal ball? How the hell did I know that Trump would win the primary, win the election, and what he was going to do afterwards? And it's all there laid out in order, what's going to happen and what already did happen before it ever happened. So it's pretty cool. My website, by the way, Bill, is rootforamerica.com.
Exactly. And if you haven't already, make sure you get your hands on Wayne's book, Angry White Male. Wayne Allen Root on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bill. God bless.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security.
Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hispanic small business owners are significantly more optimistic about their growth prospects this year than their non-Hispanic counterparts. Okay, did you get that? Greater numbers of Hispanic-involved business owners plan to hire and expect revenue growth in the coming year, according to the inaugural Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owners Spotlight. Now, the Spotlight, which explored the views, opportunities, and challenges of what is one of the fastest-growing segments of the small business sector. You know, we've been talking about that here on Bill Martinez Live. Also found that Hispanic entrepreneurs have varying views on their greatest business challenges and whether a lending disparity exists. They are, however, in great alignment about the incredible role that family, friends, and community play in the continuing success of their business. And why wouldn't they be that way? This is all part of the Hispanic culture. This is what they do. Isn't that right, Elizabeth Romero?
That is right.
Well, Elizabeth Romero is with us. She's the division executive of the Small Business Bank of America. Elizabeth, this is a great study, and this encourages aspiring small business owners in the Hispanic community, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Now, what you addressed in this is the Hispanic small business growth, revenue, and hiring expectations for 2017. Open the envelope. What did the survey say?
So, first of all, let me start by saying they're very optimistic, very optimistic when it's their overall revenue growth for 2017 and even long-term for the next 5 years. So when we think about the revenue growth for 2017, the Hispanic small business owners are saying 71% compared to the non-Hispanic at 51%.
Wow.
Not only that, but if we look at more of the growth within the next 5 years, the Hispanic actually came in at 76% versus the non-Hispanic at 55%.
What's accounting for that disparity between Hispanics and non-Hispanics?
What exactly do you mean?
Well, there's a roughly a 20-point differential. Were you able to determine why that differential?
Yeah, well, it was actually based on different factors. So really what based on in there was, one, the overall revenue growth for current year. I would also say the growth within the next 5 years, as well as their plans to hire within 2017. The Hispanic came in at 54% versus the non-Hispanic at 24%. So the overall percentage, I would say, is actually composite of those three factors.
Okay. Well, in light of all this, Elizabeth, do Hispanic small business owners believe there is a lending gap between themselves and their non-Hispanic peers?
Well, here's the interesting thing. So when we think about the survey that we did, and I must say it's the first time ever we've actually done something like this, really focusing on the Hispanic small business owners, the perception out there is really not the reality. When we think about them applying for the Hispanic small business owners applying for a loan in 2017, they will be applying for a loan four times more than the non-Hispanic.
Right.
And if we look at the overall approval, Hispanics and non-Hispanics is equally the same. There's really no difference at all whatsoever.
Well, just from my marketing mind, the way I'm wired, Elizabeth, so forgive me, but I see a lot of gold in them thar hills. If you've got this much growth potential, number one. Number two, you have a very optimistic viewpoint about the economy. You have aggressive and robust growth within the Hispanic small business community. I think that's good soil to be planting some money into. What do you say?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I would say, you know, when you think about the overall, what we saw is they're the growing sector of the economy as well, too. They're growing very fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the biggest challenges, let me ask you, facing Hispanic small business owners today?
Yeah, just like anything, you know, everybody has some challenges. But when we think about the challenges that they have, some of their top business challenges and concerns overall, the first one came out maintaining a work-life balance, which really is not shocking when we think about the support that they also get from their family. They're proud to make sure that they're actually doing really good in their overall job and their what they've actually worked very hard. But at the same time, they want to be able to have that good balance with their family. So that's the 23% came out that maintaining a good work-life balance was actually one of the top concerns. But I also would say it's part of culture more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's equal opportunity, isn't it? I mean, when you're an entrepreneur and you've got loans on the line, you've got your own pride, your dream that's pushing you, it is tough to maintain that balance, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
How about the biggest economic concerns, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I would say for the year ahead, some of the top concerns would be the healthcare costs. For our Hispanic small business owners came in at 71%, for non-Hispanic at 75%. The other one was also the strength of the U.S. dollar, corporate taxes, and interest rates.
So they must be liking what the Trump administration is saying in terms of they seem to be very robust towards business. They have a vision for business, and I think that's going to create a positive wave. Not that I want to make this into a political issue, because I appreciate what you're presenting here, but they've got to feel very optimistic about, you know, what's happening here in America today in the forecast.
Yeah, even though the overall survey that was conducted was really not focused into something like that, but I would say overall the optimism that's really out there for the non-Hispanic small business owners is very positive.
Exactly. Well, Elizabeth Romero, Division Executive with the Small Business of Bank of America. That's who we are speaking with right now about the Bank of America's. This is your initial survey on this, correct?
Correct. Bank of America. And it's, again, I'm going to say that it's the first time ever. And, you know, we felt very proud to see some of the great results and all the great optimism that's really out there.
Well, that's excellent. The team has put together some great ideas. I think you're asking some good questions here. And one certainly that Hispanic business owners will find most valuable. We touched on this just a moment ago, but again, I want to give you a little bit more time to drill a little bit deeper. And that has to do with the inherent nature of the Hispanic community and how they come together. So what roles do family, friends, and community play in supporting Hispanic small business owners?
It is a very important role for them, you know, the family and the community. So when I think about the family comes in, one, to give advice, be there emotionally, being able to support and help with any overall operation of the business as well, too, being able to assist any emotional assistance that they might be facing through. In addition to that, they're more likely to actually pass the business to a family member as well, too, mm-hmm. either a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
think about the community. They're very involved within the community as well, too.
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate that. And we see this happening. This has been a traditional issue in terms, as you say, passing it down to the family. We got about a minute left here, Elizabeth, so I'm going to give you a couple of questions. What else did the spotlight uncover, and was there anything that was surprising or interesting to you? What stuck out the most?
The one thing I would say that it came up was the optimism that our Hispanic business owners have, but at the same time, this is a growing segment that's really going to help the overall economy. Mm-hmm. They're growing very, very fast.
So were you surprised by anything?
I would not say that the surprise. I would say more than anything was more about the lending, where sometimes they feel that, you know, there's really not an opportunity for them to actually go and get a loan. But that was really not the case at all whatsoever. It's more about the perception and not the reality more than anything.
Well, this is why we do the survey, so we deal in fact and truth, right? I mean, it's easy to gain a perception here. And if it's misguided, you can see the numbers right there, and it's pretty clear. And I'm sure it is very encouraging for Hispanic small business owners as well. For more information, where can they go, Elizabeth?
Yeah, for more information, two things. They could actually walk into a financial center to actually see a banker, or they could also make it very convenient and go into our website, which is www.bankofamerica.com/small-business. They could also make an appointment, and there's also tools and resources that they could actually read through.
Boy, great stuff here, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for being with us. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Central Division Executive for Bank of America. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live. For more information on the show and how you can connect with any one of the outlets, over 280 available to you, and of course around the world via shortwave as well, all right there at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Lolo Girl. We've got another episode of Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, our favorite professor, national radio personality, motivational speaker, 25 years background in the media, and she's here with us every week. And, you know, I just could not have a Friday without you. I want you to know that.
Well, that means the world.
Well,
so we
have
to tell them the latest that we've just added to our menagerie of puppies, and everybody thinks my husband's lost his mind, but he's like, I'm just trying to keep Mama happy. If Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
Well, he doesn't want to experience a day without a woman in his household. That's why.
That's
so we'll
exactly
just keep the puppies
right.
coming, right?
Just keep the puppies. But, you know, I haven't had a puppy in a long time, and the last puppy that we had, I don't remember, like, eating the furniture and just going crazy. Now, this was supposed to be an English bulldog, but we're going, okay, we think she's a little something-something else.
Yeah.
So the vet said maybe English bulldog and boxer, and she is cute as she can be.
Oh, she is so cute and precious, but she's got the heart of a gorilla.
Heart of a gorilla. I mean, Robin was getting ready for work the other day, ripped his pants. You know, we're all just torn to slashes because she's got these piranha teeth. And then she wants to, like, buddy with all of the our other dogs. And they're like, get out of here. You crazy. Go on. I mean, none of them will have anything to do with her. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Oh, well, we got to find doggy medication for the puppy.
Well, we already have one that's on Prozac or something like that. But we can't train her yet to go outside because she hadn't had all her shots.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to go get on the pee pad. She's like, I don't want to go on that pee pad. I want to go on the carpet.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, hey, the pee pad, that's for the other dogs, man. How dare you?
The other ones are using it. Listen, the other dogs are using the pee pads. I'm like, y'all are potty trained. You go outside. We have 5 acres. What's wrong with you? This was hilarious. So the other night, I heard her crying, and I'm punching Robin, you know, with this CPAP machine. I'm like, honey. He was like, I said, the puppy's crying. Can you throw her in the bed? Because I thought maybe she had, like, you know, falling out of bed.
Right.
She had gotten wound up in the bed sheet and was hanging off the edge of the bed in like a hammock. if she couldn't get out of it. So I hear Robin laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing
at? Oh, that's
at?
Hysterical.
Like, she hung up in the sheets, and she, I guess, had laid there sleeping and then realized, nah, I don't want to stay here anymore. So yeah. He's still kind of chuckling about that.
Woke up and realized it wasn't a nightmare. She was living in it, huh?
That's exactly right. But we sleep with a lot, and my husband gets tired of it, and I'll be like, you're not coming to bed till like 2 or 3 in the morning because he falls asleep in his man cave. He's like, I'm a little comfy. Why do I want to come in there and that craziness? I'm like, you're my husband, and you are going to sleep in the bed. And so I'm like, just tell them all to move over. And
that's right.
I mean, he's like, oh, my goodness. So now the puppy is in there with us, too. And I'm like, well, when you married me, you knew about it. You knew
about
the dog.
It was the whole package. It was the whole package. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
He keeps forgetting about the whole package.
Yeah. Well, just tell him if he needs to talk, he can call me. He's got my digits. Tell him to pound the digits. I'll give him some therapy here. I'll walk him through the process. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got time to give anybody therapy lessons.
Well, I know. Well, you know, that's the problem. See, the people that are worse off have, we need help. We need to talk about it. So maybe it's misery loves company, I guess, so to speak.
It is. That's exactly the way it is.
I guess. Hey, so what did you do, celebrating a day without women? Did you wear red? Did you lead a parade or something? I mean, did you go on strike? What did you do to honor?
I just tried to be really nice and really friendly, even to ratty people that crossed my path, which isn't easy for me. It's like a test. Because, you know, my nature is to be sweet and kind, but if you press me, especially at the age I'm at now, I'm going to take you out. So I'm trying to go, you know what? I'm supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus, not the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just honoring women and just showing love and kindness and going, you know what? Sometimes, Lauren, just a smile and, you know, just friendly gesture can make somebody's day. And if somebody's being really nasty, heap the coals of kindness.
Yes.
Don't try to be one up.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I was disappointed, because here it is. We get all this energy about a day without women, and to what cause? And here it is. We have the International Day of Women, which is, you know, would cause you to take pause and consider what women overseas around the world are subjected to. You know, they can't drive. They can't get educated. They get beaten with regularity. They're turned into sex slaves and on and on, all kinds of other debasing issues. And by comparison, here in America, the women are suffering a hangnail and complaining. Are you kidding me?
And complaining about it. Well, I just visited with a girl that was doing my nails this morning, and they're from Vietnam. And she and I had a long conversation about this very thing. And she said, oh, I love America. Yeah. I love America. They came when she was 23, half her family. I think the other half came later. And she said, oh, it's so hard not to be in America. I mean, she said that. And this morning we had this conversation. It made me stop and go, man, we have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
You know, it makes me stop and just go, wow, you know, I need to be thankful that I can go get my nails done and not have a hangnail.
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned that and not be griping and complaining over the least little thing. But I think we've just gotten spoiled. And so many of our freedoms, we just don't realize how endearing and precious they are because we've never been without them.
Well, as you say, Lauren, the standard is Christ himself, who said that it's about those who serve, not the ones that want to be served. And we miss the point in so much of the blessings that God has for us when we become inward thinking. You know, that is the culture of the day. It's all about me, mine, you know, what's in it for me kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not satisfying. I mean, how happy are you when you're stuck in that rut? But fortunately,
I just talked about that the other night. The servanthood is the key to happiness, and Jesus was that example for us. And if we all stop and reflect on our lives, we're doing something for someone else, really extending ourselves, what the joy and the peace and happiness that comes from that. And I mean, it's very biblical, and I think it really helps us fly above the chaos in life when we can stop and go, I got to get outside myself. And see, I was an only child, and so my mother, one of eight, would go, Lauren, honey, the world does not revolve around you. And I'd be like, what? Did that?
who put that memo out? Stifle that memo.
Exactly. But she was one of eight, and she was the sixth of eight. And here I am, the only, thinking everything has something to do with me. And she would go, honey, wake up and smell the coffee.
Right.
Lauren. And I would go, wow, that's true. And I've learned it, thankfully, a little bit as I've gotten older. I don't know that I'm where some people are, but I'm trying to get that concept and get outside myself. That's a great tip for today.
Well, really. And the thing, you know, that here with all the problems that we have in America, they're not going to be solved looking inward. It's looking outside of ourselves, whether it's immigration issues, you know, repealing, replacing Obamacare, delivering world-class health care that America is deserving of. It's going to happen when we look outward, outside of ourselves, as opposed to what's in it for me. Because I think about those people that at the town hall saying, look, I've been paying $1 a month for Obamacare. Don't you dare take that away from me.
Yeah,
oh, Lord
yeah.
have mercy, man. We've got a differential there to deal with.
Well, I think it starts at home. It starts with how you raise your children. And we are trying, even with our 6 and 7 year old, when they come home from school, when Channing's like, well, somebody said I was talking, but I wasn't talking. So I'm like, why are you putting that off on someone else? What is your responsibility in this? If they're talking and you're getting in trouble, then move away.
Right.
Don't blame them because you get sucked into the fray. And see, she's learning that now in the first grade.
Exactly.
And hopefully it'll be stronger in her as the years pass. And then when she's a 25-year-old woman, you know, she won't be thinking like that or what we're seeing in the news and seeing around us and just going, oh, my goodness. You know, she'll be an exemplary person. And I think parents forget that. Right. You know, our listening family needs to realize that when you have the opportunity to have effect on them, take it.
Exactly. Well, what you touched on a moment ago, and I wanted to reinforce, and that is biblical truth. Experientially, we learn one way or another that, you know, God did, in fact, say, and when we do what God says, it goes well for us. And experientially, we find that out, you know, and we make some adjustments in life. Those who are wise will make the appropriate adjustments. If you want to be a fool, then you go kick at the goads and you drive everybody else nuts and you start wearing, you know, some weird looking clothing that looks like, you know, it's genitalia of some sort. And you're trying to make some sort of, you know, positive statement that I hope later on when your kids grow up and they go, Mom, you wore what? You did what?
Well, and it's made me think more clearly about the choices I make as being a mom, because I became a mom much later in life, much later than most of you. And I'm like, man, this is a big responsibility, because even Channing sometimes will go, you know, you said that, and that wasn't very nice. But why did you say that to Papu or Daddy? And I'm like, why are you paying attention to what I'm doing? But I'm trying to go, you know what? Thank you for telling me.
Yes.
You're right. And I need to watch that. Not, you know, be quiet. You're the kid and I'm the parent.
Right.
I mean, just to really listen to her. And I thought, I want her to grow up and go, you know, my mom, she's not perfect, but she's willing to admit fault, and she's pretty cool. She's a pretty cool person, character-wise.
Exactly.
You know, that her character is intact, and it's made me walk the straight and narrow like never before.
Oh, there's nothing like kids to hold up the mirror and indict you very, I mean, they, you know, there's a saying in amongst Hispanics that drunks and children tell no lies. And one of my favorite stories was our daughter. We're in the car, and Mom and Dad, you know, they're having a moment, okay? Not really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the
we've
daughter unit.
We've had those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Marissa sums up. She goes, hey, why don't you two just do what the Bible says?
And you're like, yeah.
What do you know?
Wait till you're
married. Get out of the car. You can hitchhike. Dad, I'm only 4 years old.
Like saying to them. Yeah.
Exactly.
But then it makes you stop and go, this, we shouldn't be acting this way.
No.
You know, we should take time to stop, breathe, and go, all right, how can we meet in the middle? And children really keep you in check. And so all of you that don't have kids yet, go get some.
Yeah, if you want some, we got a couple we can share with you. Because we're givers. That's what it's all about.
That's right. We like to serve too. Yeah.
Exactly. Say goodnight, Lucy. We're out of time.
Love and appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Take care.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We all have heard.